Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the only touchdown Saints scored yesterday. Glad to see Taysom Hill get it, 6:13 now on this Monday morning. Every Monday with Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike's going to be at the Silver Slipper tonight. We'll talk more about that as we proceed. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you, bro.
A weird kind of game, huh?
Tommy, to be honest with you, you know, Bobby and I were talking about this. Mike, it's almost like you called it. I thought this game would be close. Maybe I'm watching way too much film these days, but I knew that Drake May would have a big game. And boy, his first half, he was terrific. I mean, he put the ball in tight windows, and then when the receivers were open, he found them downfield. Everything sort of worked. Both teams have difficulties running the ball, and you saw it yesterday. And not only the Saints, but also the Patriots. It came down to, man, three or four plays in the game, and basically the Patriots made them, and the Saints didn't.
Mike, you look at the quarterback performance. You got Drake May, 18-26, 261. Spencer Rattler, 20-26, 227. The difference was when it came to scoring touchdowns, right?
That's it, putting the ball in the end zone. I go back to three plays and watching the game again. One certainly was the Juwan Johnson fumble. He was wide open. He hit, Rattler hits him. He heads downfield, and the ball gets punched out. Now, on first view of it, it didn't seem – it seemed to be that the ball came out after he hit the ground, but then you sort of watch it and sort of see what was happening. The ball seemed to be moving a little bit as he was headed down, and that was a key part in the game. You're down by less than a touchdown. The second, and that was toward the end of the game, but early on, Spencer Rattler throws a dart right in the corner of the end zone near the pylon, the Chris Olave. That's a catchable pass, and he doesn't come up with the play. Okay, that would have given you 7 points. The ball's right there and doesn't come up with it. So that's part two. The third part is Devon Valet makes a catch inside the 5-yard line, and Valet kind of sets you up on that catch. But then the Saints are called for holding. Go back and look at that play. Kelvin Banks Jr. Now there's some pressure coming off the edge. The defender looks as though his feet sort of slid on him a little bit, but Kelvin is way high on him, and he basically sort of impedes him because his hands and his arms are high. He gets called for holding. So then, boom, you get knocked back. Okay, three critical plays here in that game that doesn't go your way. You don't come up with the catch. You get a holding penalty. You know, you have a fumble. In these type games, your margin of victory, okay, is small to come up with it. Even against a team that has some similarities to you, they're under a rebuild, under a new head coach. Well, new head coach for them. And I also thought yesterday, if you in critical spots too, Mike Vrabel, the timeout, him throwing the flag, mm-hmm. Seeing his player, was in bounds and not out of bounds. And the refereeing crew yesterday was
terrible.
I mean, for both
awful.
Sides,
yes, exactly.
Was awful. God awful. Not only because, I got some of them that send me stuff, man, they always against the Saints. No, this was on both sides.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Both the Saints and the Patriots should be less than thrilled with the quality of officiating in the game yesterday. A lot of times, they didn't seem to know what the hell was going on.
Okay, on what was supposed to be a blocking downfield by Stephon Diggs, that was the touchdown that got called back for the Patriots. Watch that play, what happens. They got some geniuses that say, I totally agree, he was blocking. He momentarily... Mm-hmm. Got into the defender, but that, and then the referee staring at him does not throw the flag. Then you know what he does? He waits till the play
gets a touchdown,
gets to be a touchdown. Yeah. Then he throws the flag. Okay, Tommy, I can't tell you how many refereeing meetings I've been involved with, and what do they tell them? Throw the flag at that point, don't wait. You could always pick the flag up later, and we see it in games. Pick the flag up. It's not kind of what I thought happened. It makes it look shady that you basically watched the play develop, and then you threw the flag down late because everybody was, well, what's going on? No, because the referee decided, okay, yeah, you were blocking downfield. Well, why didn't you throw it at that time? It again, when they're going to look at this in New York, they're not going to be too happy. Oh, my buddy Carl Johnson from Thibodeau, he does some review of it also. He was the former head of NFL officiating. They're not going to like this because, especially on that play, that's not what you tell us. This is how we call it, guys. When we see it, we throw the flag. Then we can go back, either discuss it or pick up the flag. It's not what you did there. You just threw it long after the play was gone. That was a horrible game of refereeing, but on both sides, not just one, because even the pass interference on Stephon Diggs, offensive pass interference. What did he do? Man, I've seen a lot worse than that, and not get called. So
what drives me bad. What drives me crazy, Mike, is okay. You're looking at it. You call it the bam bam play, whatever you want to call it. And it happens fast. And okay, I understand that. But when you don't know the rules, when you don't know when to start the clock, when to stop the clock, that I have no sympathy for at all. That's crazy. That's you should know. You should be tested on that. You should know that before you even hit the field, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, and same thing with Vrabel throwing the challenge flag. You didn't see the guy fall in bounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's questionable calls in every game. I get that point, and it's happening very, very quickly. But, man.
But if you don't know when to start and stop the clock, if you don't know where to place the ball, if you understand what I'm saying, that's
perfectly. And they seem to be wanting to be a part of the game yesterday, okay? And you got some crews like that. They want to be part of the game, not just call it. They want to be part of it. You saw it yesterday in full view of calls that were strange, them not understanding, them not really maybe relaying exactly what they saw. Don't call what you think you saw. Call what you see.
Or what you want
and
to see.
And my thing, Carl Johnson always talks about it. Call what you see. Not what you think you see out on the field. And but boy, you got a crew yesterday. They were happy throwing that flag, but you know, opportunities for the Saints that they missed on yesterday, because you had a team in a spot where you had a really hot quarterback in the first half, but the second half defensively, you got to say the Saints were able to stop the run. They were able to get off the field a few times, not like in the first half where you couldn't get off the field at all. And that's something, too. You can't start a game and, you know, to just have May consistently just kind of drill you. And, again, he is a star in the making with the Patriots. But that is a team also with 27 new faces. Just like the Saints have 28, they got 27. Mm-hmm. And so they in a rebuilding spot, too. It's one of those games you say, man, how the hell did we lose this?
All right, let me take a break. We're going to pick it up. We come back because I'm getting some texts about Spencer Rattler and about Chris Olave. I think the two are connected. I'll tell you about them when we return. 6:22, Mike Dettelier with us on Monday morning, as he is every Monday morning with Mike. It's Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. If I were you, I'd stop by and pick up dinner tonight and let them cook it for you. 6:22, traffic now, WWL. 6:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's Mondays with Mike Dettelier, brought to you by Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Shop and save at Rouse's. Somebody texted in, Mike, and this is going to go into the next segment, I know, but we can start before the news. Do you think Spencer Rattler's kind of quarterback isn't bad enough to make you lose, but isn't good enough to put you over the top? Hang on, take a breath, because the next text says, frustrating game to watch. Olave needs to be traded while the Saints can actually get something in return. He is not a number one wide receiver. He can't make the clutch catch when it matters. And I got to tell you, I don't think the problem is Spencer Rattler. And you look at Olave, he was targeted 10 times, came up with 6 of them, but out of those 10, I think maybe 8 were catchable or more. Thoughts?
I agree with the texter. He's not a number one receiver.
But what about the 8 out of 10 being catchable?
Well, that was one near the sidelines. He double-clutched it and dropped it. Mm-hmm. The other one, he really gets up in the air to make a catch, and Tim and I were just talking about this off the air, and it looks as though he comes down with it, and then the ball comes out. Now, I really thought Mike Vrabel would challenge it because the Patriots came up with the ball, mm-hmm. but you know, he didn't challenge it at all. So if you look at that with 6 catches and the one in the pylon, the one near the sidelines, the really tough catch, that's 9 of 10.
9 of 10. There you go.
So, yeah, the texter is pretty close.
And it goes to making a play. No, I can't either. And the same thing, I got to disagree with the part about Spencer Rattler. I don't know how you can fault Rattler for that.
You can't fault Rattler mm-hmm. for that. And they stayed. This is a Drew Brees deal. He used to stay after practice with Michael Thomas and Jimmy Graham. Just work on certain plays. Spencer Rattler and Chris Olave did that this week. They stayed after and worked on certain things, trying to get the rapport down better. Come on, you can't blame that on Rattler at all. If you want to get paid what, I guess, ones or twos are getting paid today, which is in that $24 to $28 million a year, you got to come up with catches like that.
And you can't just catch the ball when it's thrown perfectly right and led correctly and lead you right. You can't do that. You got to come up with the spectacular catches. You got to make the catches that other people cannot and make them consistently. And just to be honest, Olave is not doing it. I don't know what's going on, but he's not. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. 6:30 time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettelier every Monday with Mike Dettelier. Is Rouse's Market Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. But wait, he's not done after getting up early with us. Tell me what's going on this afternoon, Mike.
Well, from 4 to 6:30, we'll be at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, second guest show. And then afterwards, at 6:30, it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Coach's Show with Mike Hawes, Bobby Hebert, Kellen Moore will join us, and then me and Hawes sort of finish it off at 7:15 to 7:30, and then it's Monday Night Football.
Mike, Drake May yesterday had a great day, 140.1 quarterback rating, but to be fair, he wasn't exactly threading the needle.
Man, he throws a nice football. He really does. And it doesn't matter if it's a tight window throw, which we saw a couple times to on a third down, a couple third down plays. Man, it's a tight throw. He got him there. Mm-hmm. And then these guys are wide open for the deeper pass. It was funny because Saturday, as I'm going to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show, a friend of mine who scouts for the Patriots gets in touch with me, and we talking more about college football, but then he throws it to me at the end. We are going to go after the Saints secondary tomorrow. Mm. We are going to attack their young corners, young safeties, because they always peek at the ball. They're looking in the backfield. And see, when you could do that film study, you see sometimes if you get certain patterns, they're looking into the backfield, not guarding the guy. The first play with Sanker, he's looking back because now he's lost exactly where his receiver is supposed to be. The guy ran right past him because he's staring in the backfield.
Looking
Quincy
back
Riley,
at what?
Twice.
Looking back at what? That's what I'm
he's
trying to
He's looking back into the backfield to see the quarterback.
Oh, I got you. Okay. I thought
He's
you meant looking back
at
down
the quarterback.
Other way of the field. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you,
and
yeah.
So they spotted it on tape. And listen, that's a habit a lot of times with young corners and safeties when they enter the league. And even veterans, to be honest with you, they saw the peekers. They want to see, instead of guarding their man, they looking into the backfield to see where the quarterback is and where he's going to throw it. And all of a sudden, the guy runs right past you. Mm-hmm. And it happened at least four times yesterday where they were caught kind of peeking into the backfield, looking at Drake May. Where is he at? Because the one thing with Dre, he's not what I would consider a runner, but he's kind of shifty, and he'll reset the pocket for himself, his launch pad. He resets it a little to his left, a little to his right. He did that yesterday a couple of times. Every time it was a completion, Tommy. Every time he sort of reset himself, bang, he was able to hit on it.
But with all that being said, to be fair, I don't think Spencer Rattler is a Drake May, do you?
No, he's not Drake May. Drake May, he's in that upper-level category of what you would look at for the young quarterbacks in this league who could become a star quarterback. Mm-hmm. See, that's something Rabel didn't have at Tennessee. Okay, he had Ryan Tannehill. Okay, those are the type of guys that get you fired. His defenses were always good, always really good. Now, he doesn't have that with the Patriots. He does not have that type of defense today with New England. But you can see, man, they got holes in their secondary too. Mm-hmm. And they don't have what I would look at as you talk about a number one receiver. The Patriots don't have a number one edge rusher. Rattler had time to throw the football. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was really concerned about one guy that was teeing off on them. And so, again, both teams in the rebuild, big difference is they right now the Patriots got a few more pieces, and they have their quarterback for a long time. Unless he gets hurt, man, Drake May is going to be a really good player in this league.
If I was going to tell you before the game, one team is going to rush it 23 times, pass it 26, the other team was going to pass it 26, rush it 13, who was going to win? What would you tell me?
Yeah, it would be the 2020.
Yep.
And
that ain't
yet,
the case.
It's not the case. And again, Tommy, when you hit on those big plays, and this league is all about scoring, getting on the board and scoring 6 points, getting a touchdown. The really good teams in this league, they find a way to get touchdowns. Now, some games, it may not work out, but for the most part, they put the ball in the end zone. Mm-hmm. And that, I think back at training camp, not being able to go because of my knee replacement, every day when I would question Bobby, first thing he would tell me, Mike, on the Spencer Rattler, we moved the football from 20 to 20, and we get in the red zone, and we got to settle for a field goal. Mm. Basically, every day he was preaching that, not only to me, but everybody that was listening on the air on WWL. Bobby preached that, and what has happened, exactly what he talked about in the training camp sessions has played out into regular games.
I haven't seen you. How's that knee replacement working out for you?
Doing really good.
Doing your rehab?
I'm basically finished with it. Before the surgery, I had a 45 degree bend of my knee, which isn't much.
Right.
It's 121 something in that range now, so much better. I can actually walk on it, which I couldn't do before, and then my leg had kind of swerved to the right. But that's another story. But everything really good.
It's amazing how they realign your front end when they do a knee replacement.
It was a front end alignment.
I was bow-legged before I had knee replacements. Now, absolutely not. I think I might have grown an inch, too. We'll take a break, pick it up when we come back, talk about the Bears, 651, 9 till 7, traffic, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, spending our Rouse's Market Monday with Mike Dettelier. One good thing, Blake Groupie got his groove back, hitting on 4 field goals from, 34, 48, 38, and 54 yards. So he appears to be back in the groove, which is good, because if not for him, I don't know what would have happened.
He knew it. He was on sort of the last leg. Mm-hmm. But there are people in this organization and in the coaching staff who really think the world of Blake Groupie, but it gets to that point, you can't continually miss field goals. No. So he got it back yesterday, and let's see if that can continue. And that was a positive. Also thought the Saints' run defense was really good yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Bullard, Davin Godshaw in the middle. Man, the Patriots tried a few times running it. Man, it was nothing. They slammed the door shut. Up on that, they couldn't run the football at all. But again, when you hit on those big passing plays and those conversion on third downs, when you're almost 50% on third down conversions, Tommy, you're not winning games if you can't get teams off the field any better than that.
Tell me about Chase Young. Influence yesterday, what'd you see?
It was hit and miss. You could tell, he had a couple plays where he sort of flashed it, but he wasn't a major influencer yesterday, no. But I didn't expect that coming off that injury. I mean, he hasn't played since the start. I think it was that last preseason game right afterwards. He had the calf injury. So I didn't all of a sudden think Chase Young was going to come in here and put up a couple sacks. I think they kind of limited him. And I think that was a good comment made, but hey, listen, don't try to get all your sacks in one game. It's still a long season with it. Do what you can to be an influencer. You saw it a couple times, but he wasn't a major, major influencer as far as rushing the quarterback. When you looked at it, a lot of times Drake May, he felt the pressure coming off the edge. He would just sort of step up in the pocket and pow, he threw it downfield.
Tell me about the Bears, 2-2.
You're looking at a team now, it has some similarities because new coach, A lot of new faces on that team. Young quarterback in Caleb Williams, who's getting used to Ben Johnson. But, Tom, I'm telling you, if you look at that wide receiver and tight end talent, it may be as good as the Saints have played all season long. When you look at Roma Dunze and DJ Moore, Luther Burden, Cole Kmet, and their first-round pick this year, Colston Loveland. Man, and three new guys in the middle, center and the two guards, two new players. Defense, they've given up some big plays, but Dennis Allen running their defense. You know a lot about him. He knows a lot about players on this team.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it as always. We'll be listening for you this evening as you second guest live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. He and Bobby Hebert will be there starting at 4 o'clock. And then it's the Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas, Cajun Cannon, and Kellen Moore, and then more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.